Just a heads up, this episode contains some explicit language. You're listening to Scratch Take, a podcast where songwriters tell the story behind their craft. I'm Jeremy Katzenstein. The Winter Passing is an Irish indie pop band. Their most recent album, A Different Space of Mind, came out in September of 2015 on Fita Records and the awesome 6131 Records. In this episode, bandmates Kate Flynn and Jamie Collison talk about the experience of outgrowing their own songs and how making music was able to ease the frustration of being stuck in their small hometown.
Hey, I'm Kate. I play organ and I'm vocals in The Winter Passing.
And I'm Jamie and I play guitar in The Winter Passing. I think all the songs off the first Weezer album are songs that I wish I wrote, and that, like, they all are so poppy and catchy and simple, but so good, like Stand the Test of Time and all that. And my favourite song off it is Say It Ain't So. It's a song like that I learned when I was younger on guitar and never seems to get old for me. And it just has everything from like a good verse, and it's cheeky and it's just so good. I really like that.
For me, yeah, it would be Futures, the whole album, Jimmy Eat World. And my favourite song off that is Work. I just like everything about it. I like how kind of catchy it is, and I love the lyrical content, and I just love that band so much. Yeah. I would say Daisy. It seems to be the song that people have like latched onto, and I think I think Daisy embodies all of those things that we have tried to do with our influences, you know what I mean? Yeah, would you say the same?
Yeah, I would think Daisy as well. It's kind of like a good mix of everything we do. Mm. Like there's quiet parts, loud parts, fast parts, slow down parts. It's kind of really kind of captures what we're trying to do in one song as much as we could, like,
yeah, like the whole call and answer thing, and that was like that's all of the things that all of our influences, we just put them all into one song and said, right, this is it. I couldn't speak. So I'm going to let Jamie talk about this for the simple reason that they had actually started the writing process of The Winter Passing before I kind of joined. So take over.
Well, the song was called Crooks. I remember that. And Rob brought the song to me. It was pretty like much just an acoustic song. Yeah, like the song was kind of just looking back at her hometown and kind of being a bit pissed off about it. And like, me and Rob had just kind of finished our college degrees and we were a bit like stuck in a rut, kind of. So the band really was something for us to be positive about again, and a big kind of like fuck you to being stuck in your hometown and like having nothing.
mean, the population of our town is what, 5,000?
5,000 people.
5,000 people. And like, you know, like I can walk into my hometown and I literally know every face. Like, you know, every face. I know them, like, I might not know them personally, but I know them because the town is so small. But like, I can see where you're coming from. Like, I mean, after you finish college and like you've been away for 4 years in a different part of Ireland, like most weeks, and then you have to come back to this place that like our town doesn't have much for young people. It doesn't have a music scene, like at all. You know, like it has like, you know, like live bands and stuff playing like chart music, you know, cover bands and stuff, but it doesn't have like an alternative scene whatsoever. So like to come back from like a city kind of area to a very small town, it's like very frustrating for like, I don't know, what age were you back then?
Like early 20s.
Early 20s, do you know what I mean? So I feel the frustration.
Looking back on it now, it's still a song that people kind of like to hear, but for us, we've kind of like...
We've outgrown it.
Outgrown it a bit. It's a bit like, not boring, but...
It's not really what we're going for. We've, like, I guess, like, since then, like, I wasn't really a part of that writing, so I can't really speak as such. Like, I still love the song. Good job. But, like, it's something that I feel like we've outgrown a little bit. Like, we've all kind of... It's become a little bit more than that. I think, like, your thing at the start was kind of like the Gaslight Anthem and that kind of feel or whatever. But I feel like maybe that's...
Yeah.
It's like a clean slate since then or something. So Rob, my brother, has always been in bands with Jamie. And I've always been, like, a super fan of all their bands and stuff. And I think... When I was younger, like, Rob always came to me and he was like, when you're old enough, me and Jamie want you to be in a band with us. And I was like, oh God, come on, let me be old enough. Like, but then it was Christmas and me and Rob were after coming home. Like, we always go out on Christmas Eve and we were like a little bit tipsy or whatever. And we came home and he was like, so do you want to be in the band that we're doing? And I was like, yeah, I do want to be in your band. So that's really kind of just how it started, really. And then the guys had kind of wrote most of the first EP and we just added organ to it. I think I put in a few like lyrics and stuff towards the end. I didn't really, it was my first time to be in like, you know, a proper kind of band. Like me and Rob like used to have like a little cover band when we were like really young and like used to play like, you know, songs that I should not be singing, like, you know, because I don't have the voice for it, but like I think we were covering like Trivium and stuff, like, and I was the singer, so like I don't think that was good. Like, this was my first time of like being in a proper band. The guys had been writing songs like for years and stuff, and then I was just like put in this position and it was like, wow, what do I do with this? You know, but yeah, that's kind of how it started, really. Just Christmas Eve, Rob said, hey, do you want to be in a band? I was like, yeah, all right. Okay. For me, I'm gonna get cheesy with it, but I would say it would be from like Rob and Jamie, we call him Collie. But like, to just like, you know, don't be so critical about yourself. Like, you know, in my mind when I write things, I'm like, oh, that's not good, that's not good, that's not good enough and stuff. But like, I think it's important to have someone like when you show your idea to be like, hey, like, that's really good and this is the bones of something. But it's just like, don't be so critical about yourself. I feel like if you're less critical about yourself, the more will flow, you know, like in terms of lyric writing. Like, if I'm not so like, oh my God, that's not cool enough, that's not, you know, serious enough, I'm just like, well, you know, I'm just going to like block myself. So I think, yeah, thanks, Rob and Jamie, for good self-esteem practice.
Yeah, like, I think Kate hit the nail on the head there with like, just don't be so hard on yourself and stuff. But I think the best piece of advice I got when writing a song was how to play a power chord. Because once I learned how to do that, the rest just followed, like, years later. Once I learned that, like, first Blink-182 song on guitar, that was it. That was it for me.
Thanks so much to Kate and Jamie for coming on to Scratch Take. Visit scratchtake.com for a link to the Winter Passing's Bandcamp page, where you'll find their most recent album, A Different Space of Mind, along with their previous releases. You'll also find a complete playlist of all of the songs featured in today's episode. And finally, if you like the show, make sure to subscribe on iTunes for more deep dives into the minds of songwriters.